What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan here. We're going to dive into another episode of Tipsy Tuesday here in the middle of April. We just did one last week as well, so there's not a ton of new stuff going on, but wanted to get another one out before the Cold Bow Challenge started over on the Rockslide forums, and Robbie's going to join us here in just a minute to talk about that. First up, latest episodes, DIY camping meals with Jake Lamphere. I really want to apologize for the sound quality on that. We did it through Zoom call, and Zoom let us down on this one. I tried to fix it as best I could, but I know that he is talking a little soft in some of it, and it's just the Zoom trials, I suppose. So I'm going to apologize for that, but that's a good episode. And new Rockslide articles since last week. We have Justin Crosley reviewed the Vortex Radiant Carbon Fiber Tripod. So that's pretty cool. I know he really liked that. And then Robbie has a new film coming out, and it's basically the best of hunting big mule deer. He edited them himself. I'm helping him finish up the film a little bit, so I need to get on that and do my part. So that'll be coming out in the next couple weeks, hopefully in the next week or so. But he already does have a trailer up, so I'll link to that down in the show notes. So that's pretty cool. And that's going to be a good video. On to some hot news. So the biggest one that a lot of people have been talking about the last couple days is a new Alaska proposal that could close caribou and moose hunts on federal lands. And that's going to be in Unit 23 and 26A. And the Northwest Arctic Sustenance Regional Advisory Council is the one who's come up with this proposal. And they basically want to close federal lands in 23 and 26A for the moose and caribou to non-federally qualified users from August 1st to September 30th. The non-federally qualified users, they basically are defining the federal qualifications as only residents of communities or areas that the board has determined to be rural or eligible for the sustenance priority. You must have your primary permanent place of residence in a rural area to qualify to hunt, trap, and fish under the federal sustenance regulations. So it kind of sounds like the board's going to have to okay you to qualify for that, I guess. Those units, 23 and 26A, approach 60 million acres, and they estimate to hold almost a quarter million caribou. And where this whole kind of thing kind of came from is several rural communities are worried that the non-local hunters, which would basically be like us going up for a caribou hunt or something like that, and then the transporters that are taking us from places like, you know, Fairbanks out into the bush or whatever, they think that they are all delaying the migration of the herd, and those residents are getting stressed out about having empty freezers because of that. So that's what's going on there. Alaska biologists are going to conduct a census this summer, but right now they stated that they feel the herd is really stable right now. I'm not sure where Outdoor Life came up with some of this stuff, but they came out with a statistic that said non-qualified users, non-qualified like hunters, I guess, since 2016 account for 2-3% of the total harvest, which that is going to equal out animal-wise to, it says 250 to 800. That's a gigantic span. I think that probably could have been narrowed down a little bit. Animals that the non-residents basically are shooting compared to the 10,000 to 15,000 harvested by local sustenance hunters. Again, 10,000 to 15,000. Quite the large span there. I thought they could narrow that down a little bit. But anyways, that's just from a Go Hunt article, and you can go check that out. There's going to be a public hearing April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. Alaska time. You can get in on that hearing and put your 2 cents in and whatnot by calling in to it's basically a phone line. So 877-918-3011. And the passcode is going to be 81471. 7-7. That's going to get you into that hearing April 23rd, 2021. And you can, I guess, put your two cents into it. I think that I've seen a lot of Alaska residents that are pretty miffed about this whole thing. And so if you feel strongly about it, you should probably hop on that thing as well. So some important dates rolling up here. Again, South Dakota, special buck for East and West River ends on the 16th. So just got a couple more days until that goes down. And then at the end of the month, 4:30 will be the Kansas deer application. So with that, we are going to roll right over to Robbie, and he's going to tell us about the cold bow challenge. Okay, so we've got Robbie on the phone this morning, and we're going to talk about the cold bow challenge. So thanks for hopping on, Rob.
You bet.
All right, so the cold bow challenge, what year is this going to be?
Okay, so let's see. This is our fifth year, so what, 17, 18, 19, 20? Yeah, started in 2017. Just gotten bigger every year.
Yeah. So the cold bow challenge, the idea of it is to go out and shoot one arrow at a distance that you think is your farthest effective distance. Is that right? The farthest you would shoot an animal.
MER, we call it maximum effective range, like the farthest range under good conditions that you should take a shot at an animal.
Yep. So that's the idea. It's you shoot five times. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a 5-arrow, 5-day challenge. You don't have to do 5 days in a row, but you can't shoot between days. So like some guys will shoot one arrow on Monday. Maybe they can't get to the range on Tuesday, and then they'll pick back up on Wednesday. It's designed to replicate hunting because, you know, especially backcountry hunting, you just don't get much chance to practice. And, you know, you'll hunt 2-3 days, haven't even shot your bow really if you think about it. You know, maybe once or twice in camp or something. And, which just usually costs me arrows because I bust them on stumps and stuff like that. So I tend to not shoot a lot when I'm hunting. And then you get your opportunity and, you know, you think about it, you've been shooting all summer or you should have been. And then here you are shooting cold at an animal. And so that's why we call it the cold bow challenge, is you're just picking up your bow. Your first arrow has to count on the mountain. Rarely do you get a second shot. And so this is what it's designed to do, is replicate that.
Mm-hmm. Where did the idea come from 5 years ago?
Well, you know, honestly, listening to Ulmer and Gillingham talk about it over the years, that no matter how much you shoot, I mean, you know, you can shoot Vegas, you can shoot all the 3D stuff, you know, shoot in your backyard all the time, wear out the range, but it's really your first arrow out of a cold bow that tells you your effectiveness. And I heard him talk about that a little bit, you know, over the years. And one day I just decided, you know what, I should test that, because what I do and what a lot of guys tell me they do is, you know, you go out to your target and you warm up. You know, you shoot a few warm-up shots, you know, you get the shoulders unthawed and, you know, get your anchor set right. Yeah. Feeling good. And then you start counting your arrows like, oh yeah, that's a vital. Oh man, look at me stacking those in there. And you walk away with a false sense of how good you are on your first mm-hmm. arrow. And that's what Ulmer and Gillingham were talking about, is no, it's your first arrow. After that, you know, you should get better up until the point that you start to tire out. And so I started doing that back, you know, before I started the cold bow challenge. And I found out quickly that I was not the badass that I thought I was in my mind, you know. And you know, in my book, Jordan, I one of the biggest regrets I wrote in my book was talking about shooting at 70 yards with my bow. And I just looked again this morning, and yeah, I put it in there about, you know, delivering a first arrow at 70 yards and all this stuff. But back then, I think I was still in my mind thinking, yeah, I've hit the vitals a lot at 70 yards. Yeah, with a field point when I'm warmed up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I go out there with a broadhead, and I went and shot just before you and I got on the phone this morning, because I'm getting ready, because the cold bow starts this Saturday, by the way, April 17th. And you know, go out there, it's cold, the wind is blowing, and, you know, draw my bow. My gosh, you know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I feel like an old creaky old man, you know, and, but you know, I've hunted, and that's a lot of times that's how it is. You know, maybe you're a little more warmed up because you've been hiking, but you know, you get one chance. And so when I started doing it to myself, you know, just the cold bow concept, just shoot that one arrow, and I would write it down in a journal. I found that 70 yards went away in a hurry, that, you know, that was ideal. You know, everything right. You know, being able to shoot multiple arrows and then test myself. Yeah, I could do 70 yards in the vitals, mm-hmm. but on a morning like this, no, it ain't happening. So this is what the cold bow challenge has done for me. When we first started, I was shooting 70 yards. I'm at 55 now, contemplating going to 50 this year because I didn't shoot over the winter. And so I'm extra rusty, you know, even though I've been shooting for a couple of weeks, I'm still extra rusty. And so that's when I learned, wow, those guys are right. You're just not as good as you think. So I kicked it off on the forum in 2017, and it was more, I just got a few prizes together and said, hey guys, I want you to shoot and just tell me how this affects you. You know, if your MER, your maximum effective range is really what you think it is, the vast majority, you know, 97% of the shooters that shot that year came back and said, no, my MER is not what I thought it was. There was a couple shooters, you know, the best of the best that were like, yep, my MER is 65, and they proved mm-hmm. it. And so, but each year we've kind of refined it a little bit. We've come up with a really cool scoring system on how you win the prizes. And, but every year, if you go on and you read the thread, you will see most guys are humbled, and they're humbled in a good way. They're like, hey, I should not be shooting at an animal under hunting conditions at the yardage that I am at the range that, you know, mm-hmm. that I think is my MER, because whatever you're doing at the range under ideal conditions, that is going to be the very, very best you could ever do in hunting. Like that's the unicorn day, you know, everything went right. You know, you're not on a steep hillside. You're not tired, you know, whatever, you know, the animal's giving you plenty of time. That's probably the best that you could hope. But I find that, you know, we all shoot and we walk away from the range and think, oh yeah, man, I can shoot 70 yards. And, you know, Jared Blumgren and I have talked about this a lot, that man, no, what you do at the range, you know, that's the ideal. And how often in hunting do we really get an ideal shot?
Very little, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, very little, especially when you go out and you practice in shorts and flip-flops, and then you get on the mountain and you've got your backpack on and all this other stuff.
Exactly. And then just the nerves. And this is the funny thing about it too, Jordan, is, you know, you would think that, oh, you know, a little internet challenge, because, you know, you shoot, you take a picture, you post it on the thread. That's how you enter. There are nerves involved in that. And I realized once I started doing the challenge that when you get out there and you know, it's the challenge is on the honor system. Obviously, we don't really know how far people are mm-hmm. shooting. We don't know if they're not warming up. That's why we draw for the prizes. It's not best shooter wins. It's not that. It's just if you qualify, you shoot the 5 arrows over 5 days on the honor system, no practice between days. And just the 5 arrows, then you go into the drawing for these prizes, which we'll go over here in just a minute. Then, you know, essentially it's on the honor system, but there's a little bit of pressure when you get out there and you realize I got to post a picture of this mm-hmm. and I only get one shot to try it. And, you know, it's not the pressure you feel when you're hunting, but it's still pressure. It's still pressure. And a lot of guys that the first year they come out for the challenge, that's the first thing that they'll post on their thread was, man, I did not think this would be nerve wracking. Oh, it's totally nerve wracking. When you know you only got one arrow, it's totally nerve wracking. And that's the difference on shooting on the range. It's like, you know, you get out there and, oh, I pulled that one. Ah, not a big deal. You shoot 3 more, stack them in the vitals. You get in the pickup and drive home. You're only thinking about the ones you stacked in the vitals. You know, you're patting yourself on the back. I'm such a badass. And, you know, but really it's like, no, that one that was out of the vitals, that's probably going to be the one on the mountain. You know, that's what usually happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's dive into those prizes. And
okay,
it's evolved a lot.
Yes, it has. It's been great. Rockslide's got a lot of good sponsors, and you know they send us prizes to. And again, it's a giveaway. Let me tell you how you're scored, how you get your names in the hat for these prizes. So the challenge runs 30 days, and it's limited to 200 shooters. Last year it filled in 4 days. Now last year everybody was home, so you know maybe it won't fill quite as fast. But don't wait. If you're going to do it, don't wait.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing it's designed to do. Like if you look on the thread right now, the comment thread, everybody's complaining like, "Oh, I'm not ready. Oh, my bow's not sighted." Well, that's the whole idea of this. Let's get going in April, not in August. And so the way that you score it is if you get one entry for shooting a filled point. Okay. So if you complete the challenge, all five arrows, all 5 days, you get one entry in the drawing. Okay. If you're just shooting field points, if you're shooting broadheads, you get two entries. Okay. So doubles your odds. And, you can shoot mechanicals, but if you're shooting mechanicals, you can't shoot your practice heads for your mechanicals. Practice head for mechanicals are counted as a field point. So I don't even have them, but guys have told me, yeah, they make a mechanical. It doesn't deploy, but you know, it's got the same aerodynamics as the field point, or excuse me, as the mechanical does in air. Well, we're just only going to count those as a field point. Okay. So you get two for broadheads, and then, you know, Rockslide is got a lot of members and a lot of helpful members. That's where a lot of these good ideas come from. And so we reward long-term members for shooting in the challenge because, you know, they bring a lot to the table. They help a lot of newer shooters, you know, things like that. Even if you look off the challenge, you know, they're creating posts on how to tune your bow, how to install a rest, you know, things like that. So if you have 250 posts on the day that we qualify you, then instead of getting one entry for fill points, you get three. Okay. And if, instead of getting two entries for broadheads, you get four. So, you know, that is just encouragement for our long-term members to come out and shoot. And it's to work. It really does. It really does help your odds. Okay. So to jump into the prizes, the what we're calling the grand prize this year is the new Maven RF1 rangefinder. Nice. It's valued. Oh, I don't have it written down here. I think it's $500-$600 value. We got one of our members right now, Sandman11, is testing it for us, and he'll have the review done here pretty soon. But it's that rangefinder that we're giving away. And so far, it's doing really well. Guys are getting yardages out to 4,000 yards with it. I mean, obviously it's set up more for rifle, but it's got an inclinometer in it. It's great for bow hunting. You've got shorter yardages. You can use it. So that's our grand prize. Thanks to Maven. Let's see. Camo Fire put up, 26 megapixel trail camera. This is the Stealth Cam G45. Awesome. That's a $200 camera. So, that's a good prize. Let's see. Next one is, Black Ovis, the arrow build. You did a review on this for us, right,
Jordan? I did. Yep. I did 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. Tell the listeners a little bit about it. What are they winning?
Yeah, it's super cool. So you basically go on to Black Ovis's website and you go through like an online arrow builder. So they have, you know, all of the big brands of arrows. And so you pick which arrow you want. You tell them what length you want it cut to, what inserts you want in it. What if you want it wrapped or not, what fletchings you want and what colors, and if you want a different knot color, you can do that. And they build the whole thing for you and send it to you. And it's like $10 extra, maybe, than like just a regular dozen arrows unbuilt. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got this valued at $225. And so, I mean, you know, a dozen arrows these days in custom and in carbon, goodness, that's a good value. So,
yeah.
So they've put that in. They as in Black Ovis have also given us a $150 gift card to the Black Ovis store and a $150 gift card to the Camo Fire store. Dang. So, you know, Black Ovis, Camo Fire, basically Kendall Carr, big supporter of of the Cold Bow Challenge, you know, really believes in the whole concept of making us better archers. Let's see. And then Crispy Boot, also a Kendall Carr company. Mm-hmm. They gave us, get this, up to a $450 gift certificate towards boots. So, I mean, that's right up there with our grand prize value. So, and you're a big Crispy user.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, that $450 value, that'd be like, some of their new Wild Rocks. Jim just reviewed those like more of the late season insulated boot. And I've got a pair too, and I like them a lot.
Awesome. Well, they're giving a pair away in this. And then Onyx came back. They've been with us every year too, but they've usually just been giving away a 1-year membership, Elite, for $100. They threw in a lifetime membership this year. Jeez. So lifetime Elite valued at $500 from Onyx. Thank you, Onyx. Yeah. New sponsor this year. Actually, they've been with Rockslide for a long time, but new cold bow sponsor is Scree. They've got their Elite starter bundle. It's valued at $400. That's the Kaibab top, the hard scrabble jacket, and the pant. Sam Weaver, Real Unlucky is his Scree name, has reviewed all that stuff for us.
Yeah.
So that's a good package. Let's see, Taito Knives, putting in their skeletonized Cerakote, replaceable blade knife. Phone Scope, a whole Phone Scope system, including the Bluetooth shutter button and their rechargeable battery, the big battery. So it's like for recharging your phone, not just your Bluetooth, but all kinds of accessories. I've got one, they're good. Another long-term sponsor, Iron Wheel Outfitters. Any choice on a broadhead 3-pack. The picture shows the solids, but you can use the single bevels, the vented. That's what I'm shooting. Tough broadheads. They've been a long time CBC sponsor.
And if you're already got broad,
yes,
yeah, probably
broadheads, no. But very good broadheads. I've got some of my Iron Wheels, that I practice with that have a couple hundred shots on, and I don't always hit the target. They're pretty tough. I've bent a few, but not as often as I used to bend those $15 broadheads I used to buy. If you've already got the Iron Wheel broadheads, they'll let you pick an Iron Wheel knife. They make some really good knives. Bill is an engineer, understands the whole steel process. In fact, you look on Rockslide, we've reviewed a few of their knives. I think Les Welch did it. Pyro Putty. Pyro Putty is an awesome product. If you're still making cotton balls and petroleum jelly and looking for a 35mm film canister, you are so 1990, but I feel your pain. I used to do all that too, but Pyro Putty, it's replaced all that. It's as good, if not better, than any of those products that we used to use. I use the trioxane tablets for years. I don't even touch them anymore. They just turn the powder in your pack. And they're also putting in their, the lighters are called plasma lighters. Those are awesome. Were you there last year, Jordan, when I did the plasma lighter on my finger? Because I told Travis it wouldn't hurt.
I don't think so. I think that was the day before.
I don't think you'd arrived yet. Yeah. They hurt. Don't do it. Even though that's just a little tiny blue spark, you think it's nothing. It's like peeing on an electric fence.
Like electricity. So,
yes, it hurts.
Oh, so that's great.
Let's see. S&S Archery trekking poles. They're CL trekking poles. I gave away a set last year. Those are a solid trekking. You have them?
I love them. Yeah. I reviewed them when they first came out with them. That was probably 2018. Oh, yep. And then I've since lost one, and then they sent me another set. So I've been using those all last year and will be all this year. So yeah, they're a great set.
Excellent. Lost it or broke it?
Lost it. Yeah. I fell off my pack.
Oh, gotcha. I had it strapped to your pack, and hopefully there's a one-legged man out there that found it.
Hopefully.
Probably need that. What do they retail at? I didn't put it in the price.
They're about $100. They actually went down in price from when they first came out in 2018. I think I want to say they were like 150 or something like that. And they've since gone down to more like 110 or 20 or.
And they're a carbon pole, right? That's what CL means.
Yep. Carbon fiber. Yep. The whole
carbon
thing.
Fiber. All right.
Yep. And they're a twist. They're like a twist lock instead of a lever lock. They've been good for me. So.
And haven't broke any?
Good product. I haven't broken any yet. Nope.
All right. Good to hear. Okay. And let's see. Last up in the line is Yeti. Gave us one of their 50-liter waterproof duffel bags. These are $300 nice. Duffel bags. And so, river trips, packing in late season on horses, ATVs. I mean, tons of use for a fully waterproof duffel. You cinematographers, Jordan, there's a good bag to keep your gear dry right there.
It's a great bag. It's just a great bag, I guess. Ryan really likes it. He wrote a review on him, I think.
No, do we have a review up on it? Man, I lose track of all our reviews.
I know.
Man, we do so many.
I know. Yeah. So, a ton.
And then I wanted to, I did want to mention too, on the Cold Bow Challenge, Randy Ulmer came out last year for it. I mean, he really endorses this stuff and, you know, he's such a good guy. I just called him, told him what we were doing. He jumped right on it. Well, he's back this year too. So he'll be our lead shooter in the challenge. Mark Smith, Muley Slayer, he shot with us last year too. I've invited him this year. I don't know if he's coming or not, but he's the invite's out there. Tony Treach, shoots in it with his Hoyt bow. He's always like 100 yards MER. And I think in 3 or 4 years of doing it, I don't know if it was in the first year, but I don't think he's ever dropped an arrow. He's got them all in the vitals. Josh is going to shoot with us this year. He's got a new Hoyt bow as well. And Josh Boyd out of Northwest Montana. I don't have their bow models in front of me, but they're both shooting the new flagship Hoyts. So there'll be some good shooters in it. It's always fun to watch these high-level shooters shoot. I'm not one of them. I'm going to be the guy probably at a 50-yard, 55-yard MER. But if you want to improve your hunting game, and establish a realistic maximum effective yards, come out and do this challenge. It's a personal challenge. Again, it's on the honor system, but it will make you a better archer, and you will feel the pressure in trying to keep all 5 arrows in the vitals over those 5 days. And by the way, you pick your vital size, okay? Because everybody's hunting different animals. Some of the antelope guys want to shoot a 6-inch. Some of the elk guys are more like 12 to 14. I'm mule deer, so I think mine is 9 inches is what I've been shooting. But that's all, it's a personal challenge. It's designed to personally challenge yourself to become a better archer. Travis Bertrand, big help with it. He runs the Excel spreadsheet because that's why we limit it to 200 shooters. It's just a moderator nightmare to qualify everybody and get it right. Sam Weaver helps us out. We really couldn't do it without those guys. But the whole idea is just to make you a better archer. And I promise, if you'll just keep an open mind and you'll try it, you'll be a better archer. Don't make any excuses on your MER. Okay. The mods will disqualify you. And what I mean by that is we won't put up with the guy that's like, well, I've only got 25 yards in my backyard, so that's what I'm going to shoot. No, that's not pushing you on an MER. Okay. And guys will say, well, you know, my range is, you know, 14 miles away. You know, I'm not going to drive over there 5 times. Fine. The challenge is not for you, because I've got guys driving 30 miles to ranges to shoot 5 separate times. And so, you know, don't make excuses. It's designed to be like hunting. Hunting is not convenient. Your shots are never convenient when you're hunting. You know, you don't, like I said, you don't get a warm up. You often don't get to pick your shots. It push yourself on the MER. If we don't feel like you're pushing yourself, we're either going to disqualify or ask you to move out further. Just lots of good stuff to come from it. So Jordan, have you shot in it? I can't remember.
I have. Yep. A couple of years. I might've missed last year. But I plan on being in it this year. So
have you been able to get all 5 arrows in the vitals when you have shot?
I want to say that I always had one that dropped out maybe a little.
That's been me every year.
Yeah.
Except for the first year when I shot field points. As soon as we implemented broadheads, every year I've dropped one arrow, and it's just a bummer. And remember this too, people, here's some shooting tips. It's not mandatory that you shoot 5 consecutive arrows in 5 days. Okay. And what happened last year is I was kicking butt last year. Well, we had a windy day. I didn't want to wait a day, so I went ahead and shot in the wind. That cost me that day. So if you don't have good conditions, just like hunting, if you look through your peep and your pin is dancing all over that animal, you don't shoot, right? At least you shouldn't. Same thing. It's okay to let down. It's totally okay to let down and shoot another day. And also, it's okay to let down and draw again the same day. But once you've launched that arrow, you're done for that day. Okay.
Yeah.
Try and shoot warm. And so in other words, you know, some days I've gone out and shot right before work. Like, I got to get to work. You know, I want to get my arrow in. The wind's supposed to blow tonight, whatever. And so I'll go out and I'll shoot, and I'm cold and I don't shoot as well. So it's okay to, you know, go on a walk, you know, do a quick workout. Don't make yourself tired, but you know, it's okay to do all that stuff. And I find that I'm usually shooting better if I'm warm, especially in my shoulders, if I'm warmed up. Some of my worst shots have been when I'm really cold. And, you know, sometimes it's that way hunting too. But so there's a few shooting tips for you. I hope to get lots of you guys out. It's a fun competition, thousands of dollars in prizes. Kicks off this Saturday, April 17th. Everybody says, how do I register? You shoot. That's how you register. Yeah. So be ready to shoot Saturday. It's okay to shoot Friday and take your picture. And, you know, it's not a real time shoot. You know, we don't have really any way to know when you shot. So it's okay to have your picture ready to post and everything and get it up on Saturday. But that's how you register. You just get on there and post. We do not allow you to reserve a post. You can't just get on there and say, hey, I'm going to shoot tomorrow. No. You need to have your first arrow on there ready to go. We're going to cap it at 200. I virtually guarantee it's going to fill. It'll probably fill within a week. So looking for everybody to come out and watch Andy Ulmer shoot. By the way, he went with a 6-inch vital last year and he nailed every one of them. Of course, we would expect that from Randy, wouldn't we? So there's a little pressure for you there, Randy.
Yeah. What date does this go through, Rob?
It's let me pull it up here. I don't think I set the date, but I think we close it after the month. Let me look here.
Yeah. So people have got some time.
It's a 30-day challenge, but okay. You've really only got a week to get entered. You know, that's really true. All you've got, you know, because once we hit the 200, then what we do is we give people 30 days to get their arrows in. So in other words, you can't just shoot one arrow and then, you know, 2 months later, come back, shoot your next. Okay. You got to have all of your arrows in within that month. And so, but get in the first week if you want to be in the challenge, because we lock it up after that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Sweet. Anything else on it you can think of? I think we covered it pretty well.
There's a question and comment thread. By the way, the challenge is listed in the Rockslide Archery Forum. I guess I should tell people where to find it. And Rockslide Archery Forum, there's the challenge thread. It's locked right now. You can't comment on it. But there's a question and answer thread that's open all the time. It's up to like 100 posts we've been on. The guys are shooting right now. I'm shooting. You know, we're getting ready, trying to establish what we're going to call for our MER. So jump on there. Most of the questions have been answered on that. So that'll get you going.
Perfect. Yeah. And I will link to all that down in the show notes so you can get a quick link to it. And I guess that's it.
All right. Thanks, Jordy.
Thanks, Rob.